Before we start, let's just pray. Our Father, we give thanks today for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee that the Lord Jesus came into this world. The scripture has recorded that very clearly. It was indicated prior to his coming that he would come, and that he came to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. We know that scripture says that he will come again. And so now as the gospel is presented today, we pray that help would be given. Remember, each of you are listening to us, others that may listen to this later on, we pray there will be blessing in the preaching of the Word of God. So we'd ask for help now as we look at the Word of God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So thank you each for joining. We're going to do things a little different. I am going to do something a little bit different that I don't think I've done on this. And I'm going to look at the life of Joseph. So this will be more than one day.
Okay, magandang umaga sa inyong lahat. At sabi nga ni Teacher Daryl ay kakaiba ang kanyang gagawin sa araw na ito at sa mga susunod na linggo na siya ay magsasalita sapagkat kanyang titingnan o ating pag-aaralan ang buhay ni Jose o ni Joseph sa Old Testament na matatagpuan sa aklat ng Genesis.
And so this will be part one of Joseph. The next time I speak, Lord willing, I'll pick up the second part. We're going to read in John chapter 1 and verses 11 and 12. John chapter 1, in the New Testament, John chapter 1, verse number 11. This is about Jesus. He came unto his own, and his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
So ating basahin sa pagsisimula ng ating meeting sa araw na ito, sa aklat ng Juan, chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. Verse 11, siya ay dumating sa kanyang sariling mga tao, at ang kanyang sariling mga tao ay hindi siya tinanggap. Ngunit sa mga tumanggap sa kanya, sa kanila'y binigyan niya ng kapangyarihang maging mga anak ng Diyos, sa kanila nga na naniniwala sa pangalan niya.
So, the story of Joseph is a very interesting story, and I decided I would use it because there's a lot of pictures of the Lord Jesus Christ in the story of Joseph.
So, ang kwento ni Jose sa Old Testament, sa Genesis, ay isang napaka-interesadong kwento sapagkat ito ay maraming pagkakatulad sa buhay ng ating Panginoong Jesus.
You can find the story of Joseph in the first book of the Bible, in Genesis.
At matatagpuan natin ang kwento ng buhay ni Jose o ni Joseph sa unang aklat ng ating Biblia, sa aklat ng Genesis.
And from Genesis 37 to chapter 50, much of that is taken up with Joseph.
At mula sa aklat ng Genesis, chapter 37 hanggang chapter 50, ay ating matatagpuan sa mga talatang ito ang kwento ng buhay ni Jose.
And so you might say, well, who is Joseph? Why is he so important?
At maaaring itanong ninyo sa inyong sarili o itanong ninyo sa amin, sino nga ba si Jose o si Joseph? Bakit ba siya ay napaka-importante?
So, quite likely you've heard of Joseph, but Joseph's great-grandfather would be Abraham.
At marahil narinig ninyo ang kwento ni Jose o ni Joseph, at ang aming masasabi na ang kanyang kanunuan o ang kanyang great-grandfather o lolo ng lolo ng tatay ng kanyang lolo ay si Abraham.
And so Abraham had a son Isaac. Isaac had a son Jacob.
At si Abraham ay mayroong anak na nagngangalang Isaac, at si Isaac naman ay mayroong anak na nagngangalang Jacob o Jacob.
And Jacob had 12 sons.
At si Jacob ay mayroon 12 anak na lalaki.
One of those sons is this man we're talking about, Joseph.
At isa sa kanyang mga anak ay ang ating pag-aaralan o ating pag-uusapan sa araw na ito na nagngangalang Joseph o Jose.
And so Jacob had a few wives, and Joseph was the son of his favorite wife.
At ating mababasa sa aklat ng Genesis na si Jacob ay mayroong ilang asawa, at si Jose ay anak ng kanyang pinakapaboritong asawa.
And this wife of Jacob was Rachel, and she died when she was giving birth to a second son, and his name is Benjamin.
At ang asawang ito ni Jacob ay nagngangalang Rachel, at siya ay namatay ng kanyang ipanganak, ang kanyang ikalawang anak na lalaki na nagngangalang Benjamin, na siya namang kapatid ni Jose.
And so you can remember Benjamin because we'll be coming to him in a few weeks.
So, ating itanim sa ating isipan ang pangalan ni Benjamin sapagkat ito ay ating makikita sa mga susunod na pag-aaral natin ng Biblia.
And so where we are picking up the story today, Joseph is 17 years old.
So sa ating mga talata at ating mababasa sa aklat ng Genesis chapter 37, ito ay nagsasaad na si Jose o si Joseph ay 17 taon.
And that's actually what I'm going through today is Genesis 37. So Joseph, he's 17 years old. He is the favorite son of his father. It says that Jacob loved his son Joseph.
At sa mga talatang ito yating sa Genesis chapter 37, sa aklat ng Genesis chapter 37, dito'y mababasa natin na si Ama Joseph ay 17 taon, at dito'y sinasabi rin na si Joseph ang paboritong anak ng kanyang ama na si Jacob.
Now, that is one thing that as a father and as a grandfather, we are very careful not to do, is to love one more than the other. But that was a fault that Jacob had, and Joseph was his favorite son.
At ating dapat mapagtanto na bilang isang ama o isang lolo, ay huwag tayong magkaroon ng paboritong anak o apo. At ito ang naging kamalian ni Jacob sapagkat paborito niya si Jose.
Something interesting about Joseph is that, at least in my understanding, there is never a sin recorded by Joseph. Now, Joseph would have been a sinner, but there's never any sin recorded about Joseph.
At ang isang interesadong bagay na ating mababasa patungkol kay Joseph, walang nakatalang pagkakamali na kanyang ginawa. Ngunit alam natin na ang lahat ng tao, maliban sa ating Panginoong Hesus, ay nagkasala. Subalit, walang naitalang pagkakasala sa buhay ni Joseph.
So when we look at the life of Joseph, when we look at Joseph, we are reminded of another son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And he was loved by God. And the Lord Jesus never did any sin.
At kung ating makikita sa buhay ni Jose, ay ating maaalala ang isang anak na lalaki. Ito ang ating Panginoong Jesus. At alam natin na mahal na mahal ng ng Diyos ang ating Panginoong Hesus at ang Panginoong Hesus ay walang kasalanan.
As we look at chapter 37, we see there that there was an evil report of Joseph's brothers. And so we see there their sinfulness.
At kung ating patuloy na babasahin ang talatang ng Genesis 37 ay mayroong masamang pahayag patungkol sa kanyang mga kapatid sapagkat ang kanyang mga kapatid ay gumagawa ng mga kasamaan.
Now you might not be impressed by this as we go further into the story, but Joseph's brothers are really a picture of you and I in our sin.
At maaaring hindi kayo ma-impress o hindi ninyo mapagtanto na ang mga kapatid ni Jose ay larawan natin ninyo namin na tayo kagaya ng mga kapatid ni Jose ay makasalanan at masama.
And so we see that Joseph's father, he makes him a special coat. In the Bible, it says a coat of many colors. It would be a coat that would really set Joseph apart from the others.
At ang ama ni Jose o ni Joseph na si Jacob ay ginawaan siya ng isang napakagandang balabal. Ito'y napakaganda at naiiba mula sa kanyang mga kapatid.
Some have suggested that this would indicate that Joseph was going to be the heir even though he was not the oldest.
At marahil na ay nagsasabi na marahil si Joseph ang magiging tagapagmana ni Jacob. Bagamat siya ay hindi ang panganay na anak.
Well, Joseph's brothers, they hated him. They saw him, they were envious of him, and they hated him.
At ang mga kapatid ni Joseph ay galit sa kanya. Sila ay nagseselos o hindi nila matanggap na siya ay mahal na mahal ng kanilang ama.
And it says that they couldn't even speak nice to him. Sometimes that happens in a family relationship. We get in an argument with our brother or a sister, and we can't speak nice. They couldn't speak a word nice to Joseph.
At ang mga kapatid ni Joseph ay galit sapagkat sila ay galit sa kanya. Sila ay hindi nakapag-uusap ng maayos kay Jose. At marahil ay ganyan din sa ating pamilya. Marahil paminsan-minsan tayo ay nag-aaway at wala tayong masabing maganda para sa ating mga kapatid.
And if this wasn't enough, Joseph dreams a dream that his brothers' bundles of wheat would bow down to his.
At kung hindi pa sapat ang pagkagalit ng mga kapatid ni Joseph sa kanya, siya ay nanaginip. At sinabi niya ito sa kanyang mga kapatid na ang kanilang inani ay yuyukod kay Joseph.
In fact, Joseph's brother says, "Do you think that you're actually going to rule over us?" And they hated him even more.
At tinanong ng kanyang mga kapatid, "Akala mo ba kayo ikaw ay mamumuno para sa amin?" At muli silang nagalit kay Joseph.
And then Joseph dreamed again that the sun and the moon and the 11 stars bowed down to him.
At ang ikalawang panaginip ni Joseph ay nakita niya ang mga bituang buwan, ang araw at ang mga bituin na yumuyukod sa kanya.
And as you can imagine, this didn't help to soothe the family friction.
At ito ay marahil inyong naisip na ang mga bagay na ito ay hindi nakaginhawa o nakagawa ng maigi o mabuti sa pag-aaway ng pamilya.
Well, in the days that followed, Joseph's brothers took their sheep and they were feeding him, and they had to travel some distance.
At ng mga sumunod na araw, ay gumayak ang mga kapatid ni Jose at sila ay lumisan upang humanap ng pastulan para sa kanilang mga tupa.
So then one day Jacob says to Joseph, "Go find your brothers and make sure they are doing okay."
At isang araw ay kinausap ni Jacob si Joseph na hanapin niya ang kanyang mga kapatid at tingnan kung sila ba ay nasa mabuting kalagayan.
And here's another picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was sent by His Father into this earth.
At ito ang isa pang larawan ng Panginoong Jesus kung saan ipinahayag ng Panginoon ng Diyos sa ating Panginoong Jesus na tumungo dito sa lupa para hanapin ang mga makasalanan.
And just like Joseph willingly obeyed Jacob, the Lord Jesus willingly came into this earth.
At kagaya ni Joseph na sinunod ang kautusan ng kanyang ama, ang Panginoong Jesus din ay sinunod ang kautusan o sinunod ang kanyang ama.
Well, Joseph starts on his way, and his brothers see him coming, and they said, "Ha, here comes Joseph. Let's cast him in a pit, and we'll kill him."
At nang mga sumunod na araw nang si Jose ay nang si Joseph ay natanaw ng kanyang mga kapatid na papalapit sa kanila, sinabi nila sa kanilang mga sarili, "Oh, dumarating na si Joseph. Atin siyang ihulog sa balon upang siya ay mamatay."
Now this will give a little bit of character what Joseph's brothers were like. They said, "We'll tell his father that an evil beast has gotten him, and then we'll see what becomes of these dreams that he has told us about."
Ito ay nagpapakita lamang ng kasamaan sa ng mga kapatid ni Joseph. Sapagkat sinabi nila na kanilang papatayin si Joseph at sasabihin sa kanyang sa kanilang ama at titingnan nila kung ano ang mangyayari sa mga panaginip ni Joseph.
Well, fortunately for Joseph, the oldest brother Reuben had a little bit of sense about him, and he said, "No, let's not kill him. Let's just put him here in this little old well, this little hole in the ground," and he figured later on he would come and he'd rescue Joseph.
Subalit ang kanyang kapatid ni Joseph na si Reuben, ang panganay, ay sinabi niya na wag nating patayin ang ating kapatid at wag nating patayin ang ating sariling dugo. Ang gawin natin ay ihulog natin siya sa balon. At ninais ni Reuben at iniisip niya kung paano niya ililigtas si Joseph.
I don't know what it must have been like for Joseph, but Joseph arrives, they strip his special coat off, and they throw him in a hole in the ground.
At ang ginawa ng kanyang mga kapatid ay tinanggal ang kanyang ang napakaganda niyang balabal at siya ay itinapon sa balon.
Not sure what the conversation was. Maybe they were mocking Joseph, making fun of him. But then something else takes place.
Maaring pinagtatawanan ng kanyang mga kapatid si Jose, si Joseph, nang siya ay ihulog sa balon. At may mga sumunod pang mga pangyayari.
Reuben, for some reason, has stepped away. He is not on the scene. And along comes a traveling party of people.
At ng mga sandaling iyon, si Reuben, marahil siya ay umalis sa harapan ng kanyang mga kapatid. At ang kanyang mga kapatid ay nakita ng pangkat ng mga Ismaelita na naglalakbay.
And there's a group of Ishmaelites, and they're carrying spices and all sorts of different things, and they're traveling to Egypt.
At ang mga manlalakbay na Ismailita ay mayroong mga kargang pabango o mga spices na kanilang dadalhin sa Ehipto.
And Judah, remember this name, Judah, another brother, he says, let's not kill him, let's just sell him as a slave, and then we don't have to take his life. He'll die as a slave, likely.
Subalit ang isa pang kapatid ni Joseph na nagngangalang Judah, sinabi niya sa kanyang mga kapatid, huwag nating patayin si Joseph, bagkus atin siyang ipagbili sa mga manlalakbay na ito.
And so for 20 pieces of silver, 20 coins of silver, they sell their brother to this band of men.
At sa halagang 20 pirasong pilak ay ipinagbili ng kanyang mga kapatid si Joseph sa mga manlalakbay na patungo sa Ehipto.
Well, Joseph is sold. He's gone. Reuben comes back and he says, "Where's Joseph?"
At nang maipagbili si Joseph, ay dumating si Reuben at itinanong kung nasaan ba ang kanilang kapatid.
And so to cover what they did, what the boys did, what these sons did, they took Joseph's coat, they dipped it in the blood of an animal, and they presented it to Jacob, the father, and said, "Is this your father's, is this your son Joseph's coat?"
At upang pagtakpan ang kanilang ginawa, ay kinuha nila ang balabal ni Jose at ito ay inilubog nila sa dugo ng isang hayop at ito ipinakita nila kay Jacob.
Jacob sees the coat, he knows that it's Joseph, and he says, "Oh, that is my son's coat. An evil beast, a wild animal must have killed him."
At nang makita ni Jacob ang balabal ni Joseph, ay sinabi niya, "Oh, ito ay balabal ng aking anak at marahil si Joseph ay pinatay ng isang mabangis na hayop."
And there, Joseph's brothers, in their sin and wickedness, they lie to their father and they show the hatred that they have.
At sa makasalanang kaisipan ng mga kapatid ni Joseph, sila ay nagsinungaling sa kanilang ama at pinakita nila kung gaano kasama ang kanilang pag-iisip, ang kanilang kaisipan tungo kay Joseph.
And so now what happens to Joseph?
At ngayon, ano kaya ang nangyari kay Jose o kay Joseph?
Well, you're either going to have to read it or come back the third week of next month and we'll pick up the life of Joseph.
Marahil ay inyong patuloy na basahin ang mga talata sa Genesis at kayo ay muling makinig after 3 weeks sa susunod na pagkakataon na si Teacher Daryl ay magpapahayag ng salita ng Diyos.
But just as I close, what do we learn from this first part of this story?
At sa ating pagtatapos, ano nga ba ang ating natutunan sa unang bahagi ng kwento ng buhay ni Joseph?
Number one, we are like Joseph's brothers. That you and I too, yes, there's sin in our lives. We are sinners, just like they were.
Ang unang aral na ating makikita, tayo ay kagaya ng mga kapatid ni Joseph. Tayo ay makasalanang kagaya nila.
And the Bible tells us that you and I, we need to be cleansed from our sin. We need to be forgiven. We need our sins taken away.
At ang Biblia ay nagsasaad, nararapat na mapatawad ang ating mga kasalanan, alisin ang ating mga kasalanan.
And the theme of the Bible is not about Joseph, but about Jesus.
At ang tema ng Biblia ay hindi patungkol kay Joseph, kung hindi ito ay patungkol sa ating Panginoong Jesus.
The Lord Jesus came into this world to give his life as a payment for sin. That's why I read in John chapter 1.
At ang Panginoong Jesus ay nagtungo dito sa mundo upang siya ang maging kabayaran para sa ating mga kasalanan.
And it says that he came to his own people, but they didn't receive him.
At sinasabi sa Biblia, sa Juan, na ating binasa kanina, na siya ay tumungo dito sa mundo, subalit hindi siya tinanggap.
But verse 12 says, whoever receives him, whoever receives Jesus, no, I don't have it open here. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God.
Ngunit at sa chapter sa verse 12 ng unang Juan ng Juan chapter 1, ngunit sa mga tumanggap sa kanya, sa kanila ay binigyan siya ng kapangyarihang maging mga anak ng Diyos, sa kanila nga na naniniwala sa pangalan niya.
So when the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross, that was for sin. And whoever receives him, whoever trusts in him, your sins can be forgiven.
At nang namatay ang Panginoong Jesus sa krus, ito'y para sa ating mga kasalanan. At kung sino mang tumanggap at magtiwala sa Panginoong Jesus, ang inyong mga kasalanan ay magkakaroon ng kapatawaran.
So thank you for listening today, and we'll just close in prayer. Our Father, we give thanks again for the Lord Jesus Christ. We think of the life of Joseph, and it is such a story full of so many emotions. There's betrayal and there's sin, and yet we see pictured in Joseph the life of the Lord Jesus. And we thank that there was one who came into this earth, and he did die on the cross. We thank that the Lord Jesus has risen again. He is in heaven, even today, as we would try to preach the message about him. Mm-hmm. And we pray that those would come to understand the Lord Jesus Christ is their Savior. So I would ask for thy blessing. Remember each today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.